Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Tyrone. How may I assist you today?
Hello, Tyrone. This is Jasmine from Best Buy Customer Care Center. I'm calling on behalf of Ms. Vicky. She's supposed to have an installation of a cooktop today. She said the previous time they came out, they told her that her counters were too small. They gave her measurements. She had it cut out. And this time they told her it was too big. The customers also stated that the guy told her, the installer that came out today, said that someone was going to reach back out to her and she hasn't heard anything. And she is trying to see what's going on with the installation of her cooktop because she has no way to cook her food.
Okay. Can you provide me the FMS number, please?
Absolutely. It's going to be 7424457.
You said 7424457?
Yes, sir.
That's the FMS number?
It says order.
What external number?
Hmm?
It'll say external number.
Okay, the other number, the external number is 077E3B44.
Can you verify that name again for me?
Her name is Vicky Decker.
All right, that phone number is 303-364-7612.
Correct.
All righty. Okay, so I do see that the tech called in and stated whoever went out and did the measurement, it was incorrect. The new cooktop is small for the open spot. I see who they spoke with. The rep. Okay, so she basically has to get rescheduled. Okay.
Okay, so the order's still in transit on our end, so we can't, it won't let me reschedule.
Okay, the order's still in the open status, so after today, basically when, did he drop off the cooktop? Or the cooktop is already there?
She said she has the cooktop. The cooktop was delivered, I guess, let's see here. The cooktop was delivered on Monday, and today was just supposed to be the installation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with it being the open status, it would have to get changed to, let me see if I have access to change it, because sometimes it won't give us access to change it depending on what the tech is doing. Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she didn't speak with someone because I'm guessing the DOD rep was supposed to call and advise her like what's going on with them speaking.
Right. She said no one has reached out to her. That's why she called us back. Well, that's why she called us at Best Buy, because no one has reached out to her about this and she don't know what they gonna do, how it's gonna be fixed there, and she needs the cooktop installed.
Okay, so as of right now, give me one moment to see, because even if they get her rescheduled, if it's still too small, they're going to have to reschedule her again. Give me one moment to see if I have access to reach out with someone to see what we can do, okay?
All right, and I'm just going to check on my customer and then come back, okay?
All right, no problem. So if you're on a brief side of the hole, I'm still here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
What'd you say? We really be sitting here working from home with three kids and a grown dog, an old dog.
Now, you ain't getting on no computer? Huh? You want to do some overtime? Come on, do these hours for me. Two to six. What y'all want to eat for Sunday dinner? The pettiness of it all. I'm going to let y'all starve, too. I'm going to put on Facebook, do anybody know D's so I can feed them, my family, his nuts for Sunday dinner? I'm going to say it, too. Watch Canary. It's warm outside. Girl, shut your mouth, as cold as it was yesterday.
No, I was talking to this one lady, and when she asked me about the weather on the coast, I was like, the coast has its own weather system. And she was like, you know, I forgot what she said she was from, but she said the day before it was 3 degrees outside. She said, but we having a bit of a heat wave. It's 14 degrees today. I said, you call that a heat wave? I told her, I said, I'll die in that kind of weather.
I would have forgot I was talking to a customer.
What? I said, you call that a heat wave?
I'm telling you, when I tell people it's 60, she's 70 below.
Oh, 70 degrees. We breaking out the tennis shoes. 60. Oh, we getting the boots out.
Exactly. Exactly.
At 59, we gonna get the leather coat side.
Right.
Because ain't no way we
leather coat. You gonna have on two coats.
Two.
You gonna have on a hoodie and a coat.
I'm trying to tell you, we wear hoodies all year round anyway.
Right.
We'll never get a summer, a winter.
I feel like I ain't been.
Girl, a couple of days. You just went to, you was just out Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, where is it? I don't know. Your truck needs to be washed. You see your tire? You see how your front tire, that one tire just super dirty, and then look at the back tire.
All right, yes, ma'am. I'm back. Righty, you here with me?
Yes, sir.
All righty. All right, so... You're fine. All right, so basically, what I'm going to do here, because the first time it was too, they said it was too small, and now it's too big, so what I'm going to have to do is get this escalator over to, like, the home office, so that way they can figure out exactly what's going on, so that way you can get it rescheduled, so it can get installed the proper way, even if they have to add wood or anything, so that way they'll be prepared in this area. And I'm also going to add the service provider as well, so that way they can know what's going on, because this is not the first, this is the second time. So that way, once they close out for it to get, like, rescheduled, they'll be aware of what's going on.
Okay. Sounds awesome to me. So will the back office contact the customer? Is there an estimated time for her to be contacted? Should I tell her she'll be contacted, or how do they go about that with you guys' back offices?
As of right now, yes, I advise her to give us a call back if she's not contacted in the next 72 hours, because I'm going to escalate it, so they should be getting in contact with her soon.
And it takes about 72 hours?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am, possibly.
Absolutely.
Because this is supposed to be, because first time it was too big and now it's too small, or vice versa.
Okay. Absolutely, and thank you so much for all your help, okay? And
no problem.
You are awesome. Thanks.
You as well.
Have a wonderful day.
You as well. Thank you so much for calling XPO. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.